WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Friday to you. Fun Friday. Brought to you, of course, by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Hope that your morning is starting off well. So far, so good here. It's not as warm, not as muggy. Got a nice breeze going on. The sun is out. It is 75 degrees, which it doesn't even feel like that. So, yes, Christina's been telling us for days that we just had to get through Wednesday and Thursday and that we'd be in for some much nicer weather, and here it is. So I hope all of you enjoyed 50s night last night, whether you went downtown or whether you just stayed in and listened to the music here on WBSM. I was here until about 5 o'clock in the office, and then I left to head to Xfinity Center, and I had it on the whole time heading up there. And then I just kept checking it during the concert. I kept every once in a while when there was a lull between songs, I would, you know, just open up the app and check it just to make sure everything was still running smoothly. And then I listened to it the whole way home. A few little tweaks I'll put in for next year, technical stuff that, you know, you won't notice a difference of, but just that'll make things a little bit smoother. And I thought we had a pretty good mix of stuff there. I'm always on the lookout for more music that we can add in, but it's got to come from, you know, I just can't go buy like a 50s CD and rip it and play it. There's rules and regulations and all that stuff. So, but I am trying to get some of our other radio stations in Town Square Media that have some 50s music to contribute them to me, but nobody really plays it on the radio anymore. We might be the only ones left. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Thankfully this year, we didn't have any stoppages of the music. We finally figured out what might the hang up be because we're a talk station. So our yeah, I mean, again, this is really behind the scenes stuff, but our computer system isn't built for playing music tracks. It's built for keeping track of commercials and then, you know, all the little pieces that you hear, the show intro, here's more of the Tim Weisberg Show, all that stuff, what we call imaging. That's all saved in the computer and that's what's, you know, running. And then the rest of the time we're free to talk. Music stations are a little bit different. So I think after 3 years of doing this now, I think it's been, we've now figured out how to keep the music flowing without it running into any hangups with the system. So hope you enjoyed it. If you had a particular favorite that you liked hearing, give me a call, 508-996-0500. The concert that I went to, the Cyndi Lauper show, was fantastic. My friend who was going to be joining me, so it's a friend of mine from high school, and we hadn't gone to a concert together in a couple years. And we like going to, like, you know, the retro shows from acts that we loved growing up. So he had said to me, you know, we should go to Cyndi Lauper. I was like, sure, I've always wanted to see her. And this is her farewell tour. Let's go. You know, tickets were on sale for $30, as many of the shows are at the Xfinity Center this year, $30. And that's not just the very back of the lawn either. So I got the tickets, and then when I got there, there wasn't a lot of people. Actually, I was on my way there. I was in traffic, and I checked the seating chart. There wasn't a lot of people at first. So I upgraded my seat and I got down into like the seventh row from the stage for an extra $20. Since I was by myself, I figured I'm going to do it. And it was great seats, fantastic show. I cannot believe that Cyndi Lauper is 72 years old. First of all, she sounds perfect, hits every note, belts it out like she always has, but then also running around, dancing around, costume changes. I mean, just so impressive. I'm 47, and I was exhausted just watching her doing all that in the heat. It's about, the feel-like temperature was about 95 degrees when the show was going on, so. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Good. I'm glad you went to see Cyndi, because I guess that's the last of her, unless she's going to do guest appearances. You know, I'm sure she will. Maybe on the talk shows, too. She's been doing some of that.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm glad you had a good time.
She was not committed to the idea of retiring. She was saying, and she's like, I'll see you again soon at the end of the show. So I think this is going to be a... You know, I mean, she just probably won't, like Rod Stewart. You know, he says he's not going to go on these big world tours anymore, but I'm sure she'll still do some shows.
Well, she'll always be a powerhouse to me. She was a little powerhouse, a little person, but boy, she could get out there and, you know, go up against the best of them anyway. But I want to call because I'm getting ready just to get out of here. But I'm calling because I saw one of the videos. I don't know how many he put out, but Carlos put video when he was at the 50s night.
Mm-hmm.
And... this is the way I feel. It's just me. I know it's not everybody. I'm different, and you know I'm different, but this is me. It might be worth me going over there. It's just for one thing. If they could stop doing that one thing that they always do, and I know the men would be mostly interested in that, not so much the women. They might be one or two interested, but mostly the men. If I'm going to go over there, I want to see the complete car and the beauty of it with no hood up, showing the engine and the wife. I don't care. I want to see the whole thing. It just don't look right. Now, Carlos, there was a VW bus over there. You know, that's my interest.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you saw that it was there. He just skimmed right by. I saw nothing of it. If I was there with a camera, you better bet you'd be seeing the inside of it and everything else. I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, the window. I mean, he did a good job. I love all his videos, but he kind of went a little quickly by some of those cars. Now, how do you feel about looking at the engines? I want to see the beauty of the whole entire car with no hood up.
So when it comes to restoration, restoring the engine is just as important as the outside. So that's why a lot of these car owners are proud to show off the way that the engine looks. So it's part of it. You know, the same way if you were appreciating, you know, the beauty of a painting, maybe the frame is just as important as the painting itself. So,
do you think maybe they could put a little sign in front of it, small, so that if you're interested in seeing the engine, I'll open the hood for you.
Well, I was going to say, most of the time when people have gone down there and wanted to take photographs or something, they will put the hood down. Well, I've seen them do it plenty of times. So if there was,
but I don't want it like that. I want to walk by and see it and walk right up to it.
If you go to any car show, that's usually how they have them.
I understand, but I'm just calling to say that I don't favor that. I would be more apt to maybe go if I could see them the way they look. I mean, I noticed that bus right away, and boom, that just camera went right by it. And I said, well, so much for that. And I know if I went there, I could stand by it the whole night and look at it if I wanted. But if you're going to, you know, do the video, Carlos, do the whole thing.
The owner might have even let you sit down in the driver's seat.
I thought of all that. I really did. I really did. But thank you for the call. The sun's coming up. Okay. I know it's a better day, but I got to do it early because I got other things.
Well, you have a fun Friday.
Yes. And you too. And a good weekend. And I'll be listening.
All right. You too. Take care.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
And I can tell you, I used to go, I took my original Trans Am to car shows. Now, this thing was a beat up POS. It had 400,000 miles on it when I got it. I'm not kidding. That's not an exaggeration. It had like 409 or 10,000 miles on it. And I paid $250 for it. It had been used on a daily basis to deliver newspapers for I don't know how long. But anyway, I used to take it to special. They used to have the car show at Gillette Stadium. Oh no, this was pre-Gillette Stadium. So, Halifax, the Walmart in Halifax, where I used to take it with, because my cousin had Barracudas. So he would show off his Barracudas at the car shows, and so I would drive my Trans Am to his house. But we'd be like joking around, like, "Well, let's just bring it to the car show too." And I would put my hood up, and my engine looked like crap, you know. Leaves stuck in it, I'm sure, and all kinds of, probably some squirrels living in there somewhere. But I put the hood up because I would joke and I'd say, "Well, you think the engine looks bad? When the hood's down, it looks even worse." Because it was, the car was red, but it had a primer gray hood. But it was, you know, I wasn't serious about it. I was just doing it kind of as a goof, but people still loved the car. I mean, everybody that saw that car, it was an 82 Trans Am. There weren't a lot of those on the road, even in 1997. So people would always compliment the car. And then when I got my second one was in much better shape. And I had every intention of restoring it. Man, if I had done that, I'd still be driving it today. But anyway, someday I'm going to get another one. 508-996-0500. It is Friday. We will have our fun Friday question of the day coming up. I honestly haven't decided on one yet. So if you've got a suggestion, shoot me an app chat message or an email, tim@wbsm.com. I try not to really decide what it's going to be until, you know, Thursday or maybe Friday morning when I'm in the shower. I just try to get something that is, I got an idea. An idea just popped into my head. We'll see. I'll mull it over and we'll see how it might work out. Let's just say it would be related to that story that's going all around the internet of the CEO and his HR manager that were caught on the kiss cam at the Coldplay concert. They're both married to other people, and this is how their significant others found out, I guess. Because they looked very cozy on the kiss cam, and then as soon as they realized the camera was on them, they ran and hid. And the internet figured out who they are, and just the whole thing. And then the guy tried to blame Coldplay for it. Like, his Coldplay was invading his privacy by putting him on the kiss cam. When you go to a concert, it's in the agreement when you buy a ticket that you might end up on the screen. Now, 99% of us are never going to end up on the screen because, you know, where we're sitting. But you never know. So just wrapping up the Cyndi Lauper concert really quickly, because I know some of you were there because you won tickets when we were giving them away. But it was a great show. And as I mentioned to Mary, you know, she said at the end, "See you soon." Like, she's not going to stop performing. She's just probably not going to go on these big world tours anymore, but she can still go. So much energy. So funny. I mean, I knew she was funny. I mean, if you've ever seen, she had a movie in the 80s that people didn't really love with Jeff Goldblum. It was called Vibes, but she was good in it. I'm surprised she didn't do more acting, but it was a great show. And then when it was over, because she had a DJ that started things off, and then an opening act, Jake Wesley Rogers, who is just released his first album, and a complete showman, great voice, well-written songs. You'll probably hear a lot more of him. And then she came on at about 8:55 and played for 2 hours. There's an 11 o'clock curfew in Mansfield. So it was probably maybe about 10:50 when she was finished. I got right out of my seat, got out of the facility, stopped at the, you know, portable restrooms on my way to the car, got in the car, pulled out, and I was on the road less than 10 minutes from the time I got up out of my seat, I was on the highway. And I got home a little bit before midnight, which, you know, that's kind of my cutoff at night to go to bed, midnight if I've got stuff to do. That gives me about 4 hours sleep before I got to get up and come here. and it worked out well. So I'm still pretty exhausted, but at least I didn't get home at 1 a.m., which was what I was expecting. But it's hit or miss. You never know. You know, you never know what order they're going to let cars out of the parking lot. You never know where you're going to end up when you park. I was running late, later than I wanted to be because of work. Got there at about 6 o'clock. So I thought, well, that means I'm going to be, you know, the last to get out. Because when you're the last to get in, you're usually the last to get out. But it worked out well. And it is. We're lucky that we've got a great venue like that so close by. Where, you know, they do seem to have it down to a science, the way that they run things over there. And also I noticed, I've learned as I've gone to more and more shows there that, like, there's certain areas to go. Like, if you want something to eat or a restroom or a bar, there's a certain area that you go to that's less crowded than the others. And I discovered they have this thing called the general store. I don't know if this is a new thing this year or if I just never noticed it before. But where you can buy, like, sunglasses if you need them, or, like, I think they have some blankets there you can buy. And but they also have some commemorative Great Woods items. And I thought about buying a Great Woods t-shirt, but it was like $40. I was like, meh. I can get one of those ones online for half that. It won't be the same. I mean, this was a Carhartt shirt. That's why it was expensive. But still, it's nice to see that they're leaning back into that brand because so many people still call it Great Woods. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. Be back in a few moments. We'll have the news with Mike, and then hopefully I'll have a question for you by then. All right, we're going to go into the news with Mike in a couple seconds here. And then on the other side of that, we can chat at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Even though it is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs, we do have some important news stories to talk about. We've got some updates on the Gabriel House fire, including a 10th victim has now succumbed to her injuries in that fire. We also have another animal cruelty story, unfortunately. And later on in the program, and around 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cadju. He is the person who's working on the documentary series about the New Bedford highway murders. And he has just started a new Facebook group that's already gaining some traction and getting people in there and sharing ideas and information. And he's going to join us to talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Maine police arrest a teen suspect in a murder, a golfer in New Jersey struck by lightning, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been canceled.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A 17-year-old male from Maine under arrest in connection to the murder of a paddleboarder. According to Maine State Police, the unidentified juvenile was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Long Creek Youth Development Center. The victim was identified as 48-year-old Sunshine Stewart, and the medical examiner's office confirmed her cause of death as strangulation and blunt force trauma. Authorities say the investigation is still ongoing. A medical emergency is the reason why a Southwest Airlines bound for Denver had to make a diversion to Salt Lake City. The crew made the decision to divert while en route from Sacramento. The plane was originally supposed to land in Denver at 9:05 yesterday, but it was about 2 hours late. A Texas cop killer appealing his death sentence. Lawyers for Otis McCain accuse his trial counsel of botching his defense.
With little investigation into their client's life, the result was a penalty phase riddled with errors.
Attorney Sarah Brandon says the jury in the death penalty trial never heard how McCain was having a mental breakdown, and she attacked the prosecution's key witnesses who painted the 50-year-old as a psychopath. McCain allegedly murdered San Antonio police detective Benjamin Marconi in his car, execution style, in 2021. Funeral services are taking place for the golfer who died after being hit by lightning while playing in New Jersey. The wake for Simon Mariani was held yesterday, and a funeral taking place this morning. The 28-year-old was hit by lightning during a fast-moving storm last week while he was at the 15th hole at Ballyowen Golf Course in Sussex County. He passed away from his injuries on Monday. Investigators believe a paranormal expert who died suddenly in Pennsylvania while touring with the Annabelle doll last weekend passed away from natural causes.
State police say there was nothing unusual or suspicious inside Dan Rivera's hotel room after the 54-year-old was found dead by coworkers on Sunday night. Rivera was in Gettysburg as part of a cross-country tour with the doll best known from the Conjuring horror movie series and believed by many to be haunted. Rivera's exact cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Fans are slamming a new wig that was recently promoted by the late Tina Turner's estate. The official Tina Turner wig was made of 100% human hair and created by her hairstylist, Arthur Johns. While Johns insists the $1,000 wig is representative of the kind of hairpieces he styled for Turner, fans say it looked like Little Orphan Annie. The wig was removed from the Tina Turner website and all social channels within hours of its introduction. CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The network says his final show will be in May. Colbert, who hosted the show since 2015, said he learned of the news on Wednesday night. The network said it's purely a financial decision and not related to the show's performance. CBS says it considers Colbert irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise. The first full trailer for Stranger Things 5 is now out. The final season of the hit Netflix show will follow the aftermath of the villainous Vecna, bringing upside down to Hawkins. Netflix will release the show's final episodes in three parts. The first batch will drop November 26th, which will be followed by the second part on Christmas Day and the series finale on New Year's Eve. Connie Francis, the iconic singer who was one of the top-selling female artists of all time, has died.
You can ask the flowers, I sit for hours.
She died Wednesday night, 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital in extreme pain. Francis sold millions of records throughout the 1950s and 60s with hits like Who's Sorry Now and Where the Boys Are. And she was the first woman to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with the 1960s song Everybody's Somebody's Fool. Francis made it into the Spotify charts just this year thanks to a TikTok trend using her 1962 song Pretty Little Baby. Connie Francis was 87. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox back at it this afternoon, taking on the Cubs in Chicago at 2:20.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday, everyone. Starting out in a much nicer note here with some sunshine to start the day. Temperature is going to be in the low to mid 80s this afternoon, although I really think most of us end up between about 80 and 83 degrees, which is right on the money for this time of year. It's a breezy day, I'll give you that, but some sunshine mixing with the clouds today, and we end up with a nice, comfortable, dry feel rather than the sticky one we've had these last few days as well.
I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So, as I mentioned, we do have some stories we're going to talk about today, even though it is Fun Friday, and we can certainly have some fun. There is important news going on, including yesterday. The couple of developments in the Gabriel House fire story in Fall River. One, a 10th victim passed away yesterday. And there's still one victim who has not yet been publicly identified. They're still attempting to notify her next of kin. But the 10th person who passed away was the woman who had suffered burns all over her body. She passed away Wednesday. Brenda Copper, 66. Also yesterday, the Fall River Police Department released body cam footage from the officers who responded to the fire and helped rescue some of the residents so that you could see what the conditions were like. And so you can see that video at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app in the story there. They did blur out the faces of any of the residents. But you can see at one point, like, officers carrying one down the stairs, carrying a man down the stairs, trying to just help everybody out the best they could. And it gives you some insight into what it was that everybody was dealing with. And that's why when the fire chief had said something along the lines of, you know, they could have had X number of firefighters more, and he doesn't know if they would have been able to save more lives because of the conditions, which brought up a lot of questions from people about, was this facility not passing inspection? Well, the city of Fall River has posted the last 6 years of inspection reports for the Gabriel House. And you can also find that in the same story. We've got a link there to it so that you can go through them yourself and see, you know, the sprinklers and fire suppression and all that, everything passed the inspection. Now, it's not done by the fire department. You're required to hire a third-party contractor to come in and do that. But these are, you know, licensed inspectors. These are people whose reputation is on the line. So that, you know, they're not going around just giving somebody an inspection certificate unless they've actually done it. And unless it actually passes muster, because otherwise, you know, they're putting their livelihoods at risk. So there were other issues. They did have problems with rats and with roaches. And that's kind of not surprising when you've got, you know, a group of 70 people living in this facility in the middle of the city. And when you've got people who probably have some ambulatory issues, and that might lead to some trouble keeping the place clean. And so, yeah, you can get rodents, you can get pests. I mean, I know people who were the cleanest people I've ever known who had roaches in their apartment because every other apartment in the building had roaches. So you can do all you want to try to minimize it or mitigate it, but, you know, unless everybody else is doing the same, they're still going to be around. So, you know, I don't think that necessarily speaks to any kind of neglect on the part of ownership. And they even state that it was in the WPRI story or the WCVB story. I can't remember which one. But one of them this morning mentioned that, I guess, the Gabriel House owner had provided documentation that he had a exterminator that was coming in on a regular basis. And in fact, the exterminator had just been there the day before the fire. So it was being treated regularly. So you can read about that again, WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can see the video for yourself. You can read those inspection reports. And I'm going to preface this next story the same way I did yesterday when we talked about the New Bedford woman that had the deceased cats in her car, because we have another incident of animals left in a car. So it's horrible to have to share these stories, but unfortunately, they happen too often. In fact, there's another story out of Rhode Island where I guess a man left a dog chained up while it was blazing hot outside. But this one comes out of Bridgewater. Two women face animal cruelty charges in the deaths of two dogs that they allegedly left to die in a sweltering car. So the two women have been charged with cruelty to animals and confinement of an animal in a motor vehicle causing exposure to extreme heat. A 59-year-old woman and a 32-year-old woman, both of Bridgewater, they're going to be summoned into court to answer for these charges. They weren't arrested. They're going to be summoned. So the police in Bridgewater got a 911 call reporting two women were screaming and crying outside of a condo building on Heather Lane. And when the police arrived, they saw, quote, what appeared to be two medium-sized dogs lying on the ground next to concrete steps near the home and determined they were both deceased. So apparently what had happened is they'd left these dogs in the vehicle for more than 90 minutes with the windows closed and no air conditioning. The Bridgewater Fire Department measured the temperature inside the car at 130 degrees. But apparently the dogs had also been living in unsanitary conditions inside the home, too. And there are reports that the women were, they took the dogs out of the car and they were trying to hose them down with a garden hose to revive them. Apparently they were like a poodle mix. But how do they get left in the car? Where do you come back from shopping and you go in the house and be like, well, where are the dogs? And why bring the dog somewhere on a hot and humid and muggy day if you don't need to? I don't know if this condo has air conditioning, but I'm sure it would have been cooler inside the house than it would have been inside the back of the car. I mean, I guess unless you have air conditioning in the car, but. And that does bring me to, you know, my soapbox on this is you, if you have a dog, you don't have to bring your dog everywhere. I get it. I loved my dog, too. She didn't like going in the car. I didn't bring her places. And even if she liked going in the car, she doesn't need to go with me when I'm going to the supermarket or a restaurant or the mall. And when people say, why are there so many instances of animals getting left in the car? Maybe part of the way we can mitigate that a little bit is to stop letting people bring dogs in everywhere. And also, when did dogs know? And again, I'm not trying to make excuses for these women. This is terrible what happened. But when did dogs get to be such a behavioral problem that you can't leave them home alone? Oh, they can't be left alone. Well, isn't that on you? Isn't that you didn't train them well enough? I mean, my dog was happy to see us every time we got home, but I'm sure she also loved having some alone time sometimes too. I don't know. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
You may find yourself in a beautiful with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. So I decided during the break there that I need a fun Friday. We've had such bad animal news over the course of this week that I decided we need some fun animal discussion. So the fun Friday question today will be, what was the name of your first pet and what was it? So it's a two-parter there. Let's see. I got a call here. I do have a break I got to take. By the way, I apologize that the breaks are a little bit longer yesterday and today, but that was the agreement that I had to make with our traffic department, the people who plan out all the commercials, so that we could have less commercials during the 50s night programming. So yeah, you're going to get hit with a little bit more commercials this morning, but that's so that we could have all that great music last night. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
My first pet's name was Thaler. He was a golden retriever.
Nice.
I was like 6 years old. And then he never really became the family pet because I started getting bored as I started getting a little bit older. But, yeah. So, hey, right up the line from the other day when I talked about National Hot Dog Day.
Mm-hmm.
So last night I went to D's, and they have a new thing called mac and cheese dog.
So good, isn't it?
They give you a fork with the hot dog. It was spectacular.
You can also get it with bacon, too.
Yeah, with the bacon bits. Yeah, yeah, they asked me that, but I was like, no, you try it this way first. Next time I go, I'll throw the bacon in there. I was like, you're going to like this.
Yeah, it's a great combination. They do the same thing now with baked beans as well, right on the hot dog.
Yeah, pretty good. So I didn't make it downtown last night. I got rerouted somewhere else, but I heard it was a good turnout, good time.
Seemed like it, yeah.
A bunch of pictures posted. Yep, yep. And we didn't get the rain, so that was good. There was a sprinkle at 2 o'clock, and it lasted like 3 minutes, but nothing really that accumulated. So
I think Joe's got some influence up there.
Yeah, he's got the power. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
And I got to take a break here, but Tim in New Bedford sent an app chat message, and he said, thanks for adding Walk the Line to the 50s Night Music. That song always reminds me of my mom. Yeah, and it's one of the seminal songs of the 50s, but also, you know, brings back great memories for a lot of people. So I'm glad we could do that for you, Tim. And I almost wore my Johnny Cash shirt yesterday, but I was like, I'm going to wear a plain shirt. Because somehow I thought that would be cooler in the hot weather. All right, I got to get this break in. We'll be back in a few moments. Cruising to a bar on the shore. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. Fun Friday question of the day. What was the name of your first pet and what was it? Carol Ann said it was a cat named Elvira. That was her first pet. So we'll talk more about that coming.